I'm Kelvin.
And I'm Robert.
It's Morphin Time. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 26 of Go Watch a Movie. 6 months. Holy cow. We did it. And thanks to you guys, we did it, I should say. So today, as you may have realized, we're covering Power Rangers. Yay. Who doesn't love...
You don't sound too excited. Yay.
Well, I was. And then I was kicked back to reality, right in the junk. But I did, before we get into that, entertainment news last week would normally go here. I'm going to have some Power Ranger facts here instead.
Yep.
So Power Rangers, as we all know, beloved. Who didn't love Power Rangers as a kid? Well, I guess a certain generation. It's based on a popular Chinese show called Super Sentai. And the American Rangers were based on the 16th version of that show's Rangers. So, but yeah, and that show's Rangers that they're based off of was called the Beast Rangers of the Dinosaur Corps, which makes sense because the original American Power Rangers were dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. The early action sequences of the original American show were cut scenes, were the fight scenes of that Japanese show.
Mm.
So like they just kind of built the story around their shows. There was an example, the American writer said, if they got footage from them fighting a rubber pig or something, they would have to write the American script around that fight scene because they used their action sequences, which makes sense. And then the American actors had to come in and dub in their lines while they were in a suit. And relating to this Power Rangers, the new one, 2017 movie, Bryan Cranston played Zordon. This was not his first rodeo in Power Rangers. He was the voice of two villains from 1993 episodes. Those episodes are Foul Play in the Sky and Bad Reflections on You. So, and Billy Cranston is named after him. They chose the name of Billy, which is the original name of the Blue Power Ranger and the one in the new movie. But his last name is Cranston because of Bryan Cranston, which is pretty cool.
That's cool.
Last but not least, there are 22, as of today, 22 different variations of the American Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Holy cow.
Stemming from the 16th variation of a Japanese spin-off. You know, so that's just insane. And it's crazy that people still love them because I looked and they have a show still airing right now, you know, a new iteration of them. So that's just, yeah, nuts. So before we get into the movies, we watched today Power Rangers 2017 movie and then Turbo, a Power Rangers movie, right?
Right.
Yeah. Before we get into those two, were you a big fan of the...
I was when it first came out. I actually remember I remember the first season. I remember sitting and watching it. I remember being skeptical even at that young of an age, but then it was like, you know, this isn't so bad. So.
Yeah. Same here. I loved it. It was, you know, all of a sudden, here's this troubled kid, not troubled, but, you know, a kid with an imagination who wanted to do more. And all of a sudden, I have the example of now these kids are, they found these magical suits and they can go out and fight and be heroes. That's awesome. It's a little bit closer to home than your average superhero, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and they were still in school in the original series and all that. So it was just, yeah, fun.
They were played by like complete adults.
Yeah, that's true. Don't take my dreams away from me. Did you have a favorite Ranger?
When it first came out, I probably did like the Black Ranger.
Okay.
I don't know why. Yeah. I just liked the Black Ranger. I don't know if because he had that axe or what, but I did.
And
like
he would dance. Did you like his...
I don't remember him dancing. But
he was like a dance fighter.
Yeah, I do remember that. But yeah, I guess I like the Black Ranger.
Gotcha.
You?
Mine? Actually, it wasn't like I wasn't super drawn to anyone spectacularly of that first five. But then the Green Ranger came in. And yeah. I was like, oh my God, he's amazing.
I think everybody liked the Green Ranger.
Yeah, because he came in bad first, right? And then, yeah, converted to good. But yeah, let's get into Turbo, a Power Rangers movie. Go, go, Power! Watchbot, if you wouldn't mind.
Turbo, a Power Rangers movie, is a 1997 American superhero film directed by David Winning and Shuki Levy and written by Levy and Shel Danielson. It was produced by Saban Entertainment and Toei Company, Ltd. Like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, distributed by 20th Century Fox. The film serves as a bridge between the Power Rangers CO and Power Rangers Turbo television seasons, with the new cast and characters from the film becoming cast members of the television series. As with its television season, the film used concepts and costumes from the Japanese Super Sentai series Jikasu Sentai Car Ranger. Sets and costumes created for original characters in the film were later used in the television series, with the film's climactic antagonist Molibor being reused for the evil Dark Spectre in the subsequent Power Rangers in Space season.
Awesome. Thank you, Watchbot. A lot of useful information for once. I have to apologize because I did want to, we wanted to watch Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, with the new movie coming out. But I screwed up and couldn't get a copy for it, so I apologize for that. But we found a nice substitute. This was a bridge, I guess, to introduce new characters and things to the TV show.
That's what it seemed like.
Yeah.
It seemed pretty much just like a really long episode on the TV.
Oh, really, really long episode. this movie was bad. This was not good at all. Maybe in my youth.
You think? Yeah, I was gonna say. You think as a kid, you think you would have enjoyed it?
Yeah, because it was that same humor, you know, that same quirky weirdo Vulcan Skull. I hate them. I hate them, and I wish they would die. I don't know what those two dudes are doing right now, but my God, they just are so over the top. You know, surrounded by everything else, it's just. What did you think of this
one? I didn't like the movie or Vulcan Skull, just to point that out. But no, I think, like I said, if you were younger, like really, really, really younger, maybe you could enjoy this one. But, I mean, it just doesn't carry over. Even if you were a fan of the show way back when, it just doesn't bring anything at all.
And it's like, because I know it doesn't carry, it's not that far of a cry. In fact, it's probably better done than the original show that I love. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's like, man.
There's so many bad moments.
Yeah. Diva Tox, the new villain. What did you think of her as opposed to Rita?
I think I like Rita. I mean, they both were super similar except for the costumes, but.
Yeah. She was scantily clad.
Mm-hmm. She was showing some cleavage.
Yeah. Bah, 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 boo.
She wasn't really that great. I mean, I don't think she was that. I mean, her whole plot was to sacrifice some humans so she could get a husband.
Yep. Sounds like a woman. I wonder, I don't remember, but I don't know if I watched more after this movie. But I'm not sure if she became the main villain for the TV show.
I don't remember. I think I spun off after that point. I don't think I watched any of that.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I remember the first couple few seasons. I think that's about it.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, Zordon's slipping in his old age.
Yeah.
He let a kid, just because he overheard the conversation, he's like, you're a Power Ranger now. Mm-hmm. Yep. So if you guys have not seen this one, he's got to be, 12, 13?
Somewhere in there.
And he overhears the Power Rangers talking. And then next thing you know, Zordon's bringing him on as a Power Ranger. And the way that it works is when he gets in a suit, when he morphs, he grows into an adult size. But he still is himself.
They should have kept him a kid size.
Yeah.
I think they should have.
did you like his, when he's in the suit, he's all jumping around. Yeah! This is awesome!
It was all right.
This was just, like you said, not meant for me now.
Mm-mm.
Maybe as a kid I was like, yeah, or maybe that is the reason that I stopped watching Power Rangers.
That could have been it.
Because I had seen it once before, but
I'm sure the show was just like that, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's for a younger audience. We got to give it a little bit of credit.
Sure.
It's not meant for adults. I don't, at all. So it is what it is.
Well, are there any saving graces for you with this one?
Just the cleavage. Just the cleavage. Yeah, those little creature things that were the wizards or the wizard.
Oh my god. Have you seen Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey?
Mm-hmm.
The station! Station! There's these little wizard things in this movie.
They sound like Mogwais.
Yep. From some planet. And they look like Station from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. And they're like these big, huge fake heads with Cousin It-like hair flung down the back. And big, huge blue eyes. And it made me giggle every time I saw them because they looked so weird.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
And then he gets help from a freaking pack of chimpanzees because he crash lands in the jungle. And they meet up with the Power Rangers. And Tommy's like, thanks to the chimpanzees.
And they wave.
That's what you get from 1997 Power Rangers, guys. And they can have it.
And was there anything you liked out of it besides the cleavage?
I like the little Rita and Zordon cameo.
Mm-hmm.
Not Zordon, I'm sorry. Lord Zedd.
Is that right?
But yeah, because I don't know how. Maybe they're exiled or why they quit, because apparently Power Rangers didn't kill them. Mm-hmm. They were defeated and gave up. But Diva talks, calls Rita for help on how to beat the Power Rangers. And Rita is, I guess, in bed with her hubby Lord Zedd.
Mm-hmm.
And she does her Rita Repulsa loud yelling, laughing for no reason thing. And
that was dope. That wasn't really her voice, was it?
I don't think so, because yeah. Their mouth didn't move very well. And then Zedd is snoring, and she's like, if I knew how to beat him, would I be listening to this? But yeah, I like that. But other than that, because that's the Power Rangers I'm so much more familiar with, you know, is the Rita. And then.
What about the cameo from the red and pink Ranger from the original series?
I like that.
You like that?
I like that. Yeah, and then we'll get to that as well. Like,
because mm-hmm,
apparently those Rangers, they stick to their own. But yeah, and Zordon looked like poop.
Yeah, I didn't like Zordon that. His mouth didn't move
at all.
It was really strange.
Like, I don't remember that as a kid. Like, I thought he was a lot more animated instead of moving around. So this Alpha compared to new Alpha, or should we wait for the next talk?
Well, it's probably way. I mean, this is the Alpha without. I mean, the same as the show.
I'm trying hard here to pull anything else.
Yeah, I didn't like the music that was in it.
No.
I didn't like the jokes. I didn't like the. I guess I can't really knock the vehicle design. I didn't like that either.
Yeah, new Zords get introduced in this. Yeah. Well, old new Zords. They were new for this movie. They were so boxy and fake looking, like compared to the old Zords that I remember. I could be misremembering them, but.
Like, the real ones looked crappy, but when they were supposed to transform or connect or whatever they do, they looked better when they were the models that they were using to form the Megazord. But, yeah, I didn't like the new design at all. I didn't even like the Megazord. I thought it looked pretty crappy.
And you're a big robot guy. So.
Yeah, I like big robots. Yeah. That's my jam.
And then did it always take 5 minutes to transform?
I don't believe so. From what I can remember.
But maybe the first time to introduce it, then all of a sudden they just flash. I don't know.
Well, that was a half an hour show, so they probably didn't take 5 minutes of a half an hour show.
That would take a lot of their time. Yeah. The main villain? Well, other than David Tox, her husband that she's trying to get.
Did he speak? I don't think he spoke.
He just roared.
He just roared, and it was a big lava monster thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
I got to tell you, I liked evil... Kimberly and Jason.
I liked evil Kimberly. I thought Jason was a little too raw.
Yeah, he went Bane, but not new Bane, but old Bane.
But Kimberly was awesome because she was kind of sassy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminded me of like the villain from Superman with Reeves, second one with the
But yeah, and that little line she gives when she's fighting the Pink Ranger, pink is out. Turbo, a Power Rangers movie.
Mm.
Don't watch it unless you have kids.
Yep.
And even then
make leave them the room and let them watch it.
Yeah. Leave the room. Yeah. Well, I guess that will bring us to Potter and Family promos.
Hi, everybody. It's Knock.
I'm Sam.
Rah-rah.
And Wave.
Of the Geek Yogurt Podcast. And we would like to invite you, cordially invite you, to participate in our premium flavors this week.
Talk to me.
It's a new segment that we are doing all this year. Every month we'll do a different movie. It is a monthly movie review and determination for recommendation. We'd like to show you, give you some movies that we think you should see that maybe you missed. And this week we have Knock-nominated League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. It's based on a graphic novel from Alan Moore. So hopefully you can tune in and enjoy it. Sean Connery. It's good! And also, on the back half of that, Sam,
H,
Wave, and Ra-Ra, we discussed the Dunkirk prologue that was attached to Rogue One.
Dunkirk.
So tune in for that. Hope you enjoy, and we'll see you around.
Woohoo! Let's get that trailer's theme going! Woo! So, this one I saw, it doesn't relate. Normally I would try to find one that relates, but it was hard to do with Power Rangers. So I got the next best thing. There is a Japanese animated prequel to The Train to Busan.
Mm.
Soul Station. And, yeah, it looks pretty darn good.
Mm.
It's gotten 7 stars. It's already, I think, I went straight to DVD, Blu-ray. So, but yeah, it is out now. I watched the trailer, and I will be picking that one up because I really, really, really love the Train to Busan. So, yeah, it's supposed to set that up. I hate that it's a prequel, but still, I do kind of want to stay in that world. So, yeah, what about you, sir?
I'm gonna go Transformers.
Okay. Oh,
I hate to do it because they have lost. They're not going in the right direction, I don't think. But I want to see what they're. I mean, I'm still interested in seeing what they're going to do because I'm a huge Transformer fan.
Yep.
And the new trailer, I mean, it's giving us a little more, you know, sneak peeks of what's going on. Mm. I'm excited about some of the characters, not some of the returning characters, but some of the new ones are going to be pretty fun. And I found out, I was looking it up online, that Hot Rod is going to be in it.
Okay.
Even though I don't think they show him in the trailer that I remember. They may have. And, but I don't really like what they're doing with him.
Yeah.
But still, I'm a Transformer fan, so I'm going to support it regardless. So that's my pick, Transformers.
I'm curious to see Anthony Hopkins' role and how they get him.
Yeah. Maybe he's a Transformer fan.
Yeah. What's the big planet? Do you think he could be him?
I don't know if it's Unicron or not. It looks like Unicron.
Gotcha.
And the fact that they have Hot Rod in there and they have something that looks like Unicron and they have something that supposedly takes over Optimus, even though it was Megatron last time, it all kind of makes sense. So I'm assuming it's Unicron.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, yeah, I'm going to go watch it, which I guess that's why they keep making them, because everyone is like, maybe the next one will be good.
Maybe.
So, yeah, that's trailers for today, and that will bring us to the main Power Rangers event, ladies and gentlemen. Power Rangers, it was just called Power Rangers, right?
Yeah. Power Rangers.
Watch spots, if you wouldn't mind, sir.
Saban's Power Rangers, or simply Power Rangers, is a 2017 American superhero film based on the superhero team of the same name, written by John Gaddins and directed by Dean Israelite. It is the third film of the Power Rangers film franchise and is a reboot that features the main characters of the original Power Rangers television series, portrayed by a new cast. The film stars Dagger Montgomery, Naomi Scott, RJ Seiler, Becky G. Looney Lynn, Bill Hader, Bryan Cranston, and Elizabeth Banks. In the film, Zordon recruits 5 high school students to form a team that must stop an alien threat led by the witch Rita Repulsa.
Okay. Thank you, Watchbot. We're back. We're fresh. We're new. I guess this is counted as the third. I can't believe they count that Power Rangers or Turbo, a Power Rangers movie, as a But this one, your thoughts, sir?
I absolutely loved it. Till the end.
Until the end.
But I still like the movie. I still recommend it. I thought they did a really good job in the beginning setting the characters up. I love that opening, not the opening scene where there's Power Rangers and they're fighting that group. I thought it was a Green Ranger. Rita was supposed to be a Green Ranger.
Yeah, apparently she was the Green Ranger.
So yeah. that scene, but the one after that where they're trying to pull the prank and then that whole car scene.
Oh, yeah.
The car crash scene in the beginning was great. I thought it was a great way to set up everything. The characters just rolled along just perfectly, introducing one after the other. I really like what they did in the beginning. They lost me a little bit at the end, but it didn't ruin the movie for me.
Gotcha.
And you?
I gotta tell you, I loved getting backstory for Zordon. Mm-hmm. That for me was a big plus. Like knowing that, and maybe they did this in the old one, but I was either too young or just didn't pay attention.
Don't remember it.
But yeah, he's the Power Ranger. He was a Red Ranger, the leader of this team, and Rita turns on him, and she was the Green Ranger, you know, a trusted ranger, and turns on him and wants to take over. I just absolutely love that. Gotta say, I hated Rita. I was not a fan. Like, she was, to me, acting like what we just saw.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was that campy, like, compared to everyone else who was like, this is a legit movie. She's like, this is Power Rangers. I'm gonna ham it up, you know?
Right.
But yeah, other than her, I liked it a lot. Gotta tell you, a few critics have compared this to that last Fantastic Four movie. They said it was that bad.
Huh. Well, strangely, the last Fantastic Four movie, I liked until the end. I did not like the end of it. I like how it was more of a cautionary tale, like sci-fi cautionary tale, than just a flat-out superhero movie. It's the ending that I thought really sucked, which did ruin the movie for me. But I like what they were doing with it. I like the different take because I didn't like the first two.
Oh God!
Well, technically the first three, because there was a first.
Rise of I thought that was a little harsh because I really did not like that Fantastic Four movie. I thought I'm not gonna get into Fantastic Four. That's another thing. But still, I just thought that was a little harsh because like. I don't know what they were complaining about character development, which
sure is plenty of it.
Yeah, in my opinion, there was so much character development. Maybe not so much for certain characters, but Billy, Jason, and Kimberly for 100% super. Like you got a lot for them. I wanted more for Trina, Trina, because it was Kelly. Wasn't Kelly like the original Yellow Ranger?
I don't remember.
Huh. Little Asian girl.
I'm sorry, little Asian girl. Can't remember.
Anyway, but still, I wanted more backstory for her because we got a decent amount for Billy and Jason and Kimberly. Zach, I mean, I guess we know his situation.
I thought everybody did.
Yeah.
I feel like I knew them all.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like they got decent background for everybody.
So yeah, that kind of confused me. I don't know. I normally don't read them and dive that much into it, but it's just I think they were wrong on this one. But still, even still, I enjoy the film, and I thought the characters were developed well. I thought Billy was over nerding. He was O-N?
Well, he was describing in the very beginning, he's at whatever it is that he couldn't...
Oh, he's on the spectrum.
He couldn't, like,
yeah,
tell when something was funny or get a joke or and all that kind of stuff.
They made a Drax. clumsy Drax. But, yeah, you're right.
Well, he was also kind of the comic relief because there was no Vulcan Skull in this one. So
thank God.
There had to be somebody, you know, bring a little lightheartedness to it.
Yeah. And I like how they didn't diminish him by making him the comic relief. He still was an important part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, probably the most important because he's the one who...
He brought everybody together.
Yep, brought everyone together, got them their powers.
And he was the first to morph.
He found
the coins, too.
He should have been the Red Ranger. Yeah. What did you think of that switch to where... I guess it doesn't matter because the Power Rangers switched so much, but since this is a reboot and they are playing the characters of yesteryear, like the black guy becoming the Blue Ranger, the Asian guy becoming the Black Ranger, they kind of play a joke about, you know, in a movie about it.
Mm-hmm.
Did it do anything for you, or?
I didn't really. I thought it was stupid in the show that they did that. But,
the black one's black.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't. I picked up on it. I mean, I understand why they referenced that. Didn't one of them, the little robots, say something
Alpha,
about it?
Yeah. Alpha said, and I think that's the point. Like. They were trying to get at, look, we are diverse. Mm-hmm. We have a lesbian, as we found out. We have a black, a Chinese, a, you know, Caucasian. We're not just, you know, yeah. So, but yeah, Alpha does point out all colors are all colors, you know. It's
really, I mean, I understand why they did it. I don't think it's a point, though. I mean, if you really want to be where you should be, you shouldn't even bring it up. It shouldn't even matter. So
exactly.
That's what they should have been doing, but I agree. I understand why they did.
Yeah, you want to give hope to people who don't have hope. I get it. Alpha. Let's get to Alpha. What do you think?
I prefer this one to the one from the TV show, but that's because one from the TV show is for kids. So this one was okay, but he was a little overly goofy. Mm-hmm. I would have preferred something with less goof. Maybe something odder instead of... You know, he's like an alien that's been there for millions, or an android that's been down there for millions of years. Mm-hmm. He could have been, I don't know.
Yeah. I liked his practicality. I mean, I see where you're coming from. Because, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and call my shot here. He was the hand pulling people in the circle. It was him just pulling people in the
bodies. They should have did him similar to they did, and I don't know his name, from the last Star Wars movie. That droid.
K2.
Something, something. O2, whatever. Yeah. They should have made him sort of like that. I think it would have been better.
I agree. Yeah. But he served his purpose. You know, he got told them the story. And one thing you did just bring up, like you said, the one and the 90, the old version was for kids. So that would imply that you don't feel this movie was geared more towards kids.
I don't think this one, well, definitely with the language.
True.
And the subject matter, there's some jokes that are...
We'll go over kids'
heads. Yeah, well, just introduce them to things that they didn't, you know, their parents don't want them to know about yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think this was necessary. It was made for maybe an older, maybe like teens, older teens.
Gotcha.
I'm thinking.
Fans of the old.
But yeah, and fans of the old. But times are changing, though. I mean, kids are... watching stuff now that we weren't able to watch then and be able to, you know, handle. So this might have still been made for maybe like that younger teen audience.
That's for sure, yeah. Yeah, because it's a different world. I remember the most extreme thing on TV was a guy getting hit in the balls by a football. Mm-hmm. Now, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, I see you're going there. Anything particular stood out for you with this one?
Any particular ranger?
Anything
that stood out in a good way or bad? Like, what do you
mean? Good way.
Stood out in a good way. The story, I thought was good. Like I said, the opening was great.
Yeah.
I even liked all the kids. I didn't have any problem. You know, I thought they even acted, except for in one instance towards the end of the movie, which is what ruined it for me, really, really well. But, yeah, I mean, there's a ton to like. This is what, like, a summer blockbuster is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think they pulled it off perfectly, except for the end.
Gotcha. I enjoyed. I just lost it. The Krispy Kreme product placement.
I wonder how much they had to pay for that.
I think Krispy Kreme probably paid them.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Yeah, because they were a seminal focus and like as in the storyline. But. I did like Rita's staff. I liked it a lot.
Like the staff?
Because it had a jawbone of a human with gold teeth in it. One flaw I found, like, so she comes back and she's hunting for gold, right? She's going to all these places. She's stealing gold out of people's teeth. Like, is that just to make her stronger at that point?
I'm not sure what it was doing.
Because
she did start to become, like smarter or... More aware of where she was at and what she was doing.
Yeah.
Less kooky and crazy as the more gold she got. But I'm not for sure.
Because they were trying to... At first, it seemed like, okay, she's collecting this gold to make gold bars. But then she just goes to the mine and hits the ground and all the gold sucks out of there and makes gold. So it's like, I'm not sure what she was doing. So Bryan Cranston as Zorda, what do you think?
I mean, you hear his voice, but you don't really get... I mean, I guess you see him a little bit in the beginning in the makeup, whatever, but you don't really get him. He just gets his voice.
Compared to the what we just saw, 1997.
I definitely prefer the new Zordon to the old.
Yeah.
It just looks better, and I like how he was like sliding around the wall.
I love to get
to the person. I would say he would have been able to do that like throughout the ship or whatever they're in, so he could have gone to different rooms. That would have been pretty sweet.
Yeah, instead of the stationary head in the test tube, we have a motion Zordon. And like I said, once again, going to his backstory, I like that is probably my favorite part of this new Power Rangers movie. Like, because he wants to come back because he doesn't think these kids has what it takes. And at first they kind of don't because they can't even morph. But like, and he has a way to come back, which I enjoy as well. So it's like he's not just this floating head who knows all. He's this guy who has a mission and wants to save the world. Speaking of morphing, what did you think of that?
I didn't mind the morph. I mean, it wasn't what it used to be, which I'm glad. So
you didn't like the run into a alleyway, look around slightly, then it's morphin' time.
It was cool when you were a kid, but now you want a little something else.
Yeah.
So,
but I kind of think like so. I'm wondering now: are they limited to morphing? No, I guess they can do it anywhere, huh? I was going to ask if they can do it only on that ship and they're all surrounding the thing. But I guess
You're right. You did. Yeah. I guess maybe it's the first time together or something. They had to be on that spot.
Gotcha.
I don't know. Okay. It wasn't really clear in the movie, but I assume they can do it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But one thing I didn't like about the whole, becoming Rangers is the training thing. Like, it took them like 10 days to master all what they needed to master to be good Rangers. I thought that was a little kooky, but.
Yeah, 10 days fighting holograms. Yeah. So what was the thing you didn't like about
The thing that I really disliked was the acting when they were inside of their Zords.
Mm.
Like, they just seem so detached from what was actually going on outside the Zord. They're like, oh my God, we're taking so much damage. Oh, I can't do this. And they're at that kind of act. Yeah. They just didn't seem to fit.
Gotcha.
Like everything else was so perject up into there. Then they're just like, all the acting went out the window.
And just pulled
just
it.
Bloop.
Yeah. Did you like this Zord?
I didn't really care for the Zord too much. I didn't like the makeup of it.
Yeah.
I didn't like how you couldn't really see, except for the back part where the Triceratops, I don't know what you call it.
Pterodactyl.
Yeah, pterodactyl attaches to the back. I mean, it just looked like one just humanoid form. Yeah. You couldn't really see the pieces connecting and forming, which I kind of liked from the original Power Rangers. But I wasn't really too crazy about it. I liked the scene when they, finally, assembled, if that's what you call it.
Yeah.
That was cool, but
I was a little thrown off by that scene because it's like, we see that hole that they get pushed in, and it's not very deep, and the crystal's at the bottom. But then they get pushed in it, and then all of a sudden it's this fiery pit of Hades. And then
make them out of there.
Yeah. I didn't really like the Black Ranger's Zord.
They were supposed to be from, the Alpha said it was from the most powerful creatures that were on the planet at the time.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of them I didn't recognize where they were coming from. One looked like a saber-toothed tiger, which was cool. One was a Tyrannosaurus, and then one was the pterodactyl, but...
Yeah,
I don't know Billy's what those other Zax. Two. I don't know what those two things were. Yeah. Well, I guess what's his face was supposed to be a
Triceratops. Zax is the one that had like six legs.
I think didn't the Triceratops have six too?
They might have.
I think they both had six, which is weird. Which I don't get why they did that, but yeah, I don't know. And I did like that opening scene when they come running out and they sing the old theme song. when they're running out with their Zords,
and he goes backwards.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, overall, I'm going to go ahead and say I liked it. I don't know. Zach, I think, was overboard for me. I'm trying to find reasons to like his need to kept saying, I'm crazy. They kept pointing that out. And it was just like, okay.
He was clapping.
Yeah.
You clap every once in a while.
But yeah, overall, I'd say go watch it. I enjoyed this movie thoroughly.
Yeah, I thought it was a great movie. I mean, it was a great reboot for Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong with that.
And we might be getting the Green Ranger back.
They hinted at us, and he might be named Tommy.
They might be, yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
I mean, yeah, they might as well keep up. I mean, because they have everyone else's names. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
I thought that was really good. Really cool.
Go Power Rangers, indeed. That will bring us to suggestions. I'm going to go ahead and go with the Guyver. It kind of relates, except it's way, way darker than anything we've watched today. Because his suit, like, actually rips out of him, right? And, like, hurts him. And yeah. I have not seen the third one. I don't know if you have.
I've seen two. I don't remember if I saw. I've seen the first. I don't know if I saw two or three, but I did see two different ones.
He's a darker... It seems like I'm demeaning him by calling him a darker Power Rangers, but he's a guy who transforms into a suit and kicks butt. But yeah, I recommend that as my suggestion today. What about you, sir?
Barton's a dud. I'm recommending a dud.
Oh,
but
he's calling a shot.
But I'm recommending a dud, and then I'm recommending a good movie.
Okay.
So the dud is Robot Jocks. That's pretty bad, but at the time it was kind of cool. It's
like Power Rangers.
It was sort of not really, but there's giant robots in it,
okay.
And there's like two pilots who were supposed to be like these guys who were trained to be the top of their, you know, the top fighters, and then they jump in these giant robots and they battle each other for audiences, and it's really, really bad, but it's fun. It's so bad that it's good, and it's fun to see where we started at with giant robot movies and then where we're going, which is my obvious suggestion of Pacific Rim. So,
yes.
I mean, definitely watch Pacific Rim. But if you'd like to see the start of this, all this kind of stuff, you know, an American movie, then definitely watch Robot Jocks.
Robot Jocks. All right. I also saw a poster. I didn't see any animation or anything for it. There's a Japanese anime for Godzilla now that's coming. And I don't know if it'll tie into the MonsterVerse that Legendary is doing, but yeah, I definitely will check that out. So here's normally where we would do the big bad guy movie challenge thing, but since we're Mighty Morphin today and we are talking big robots, we're going to go ahead and put in the Power Rangers against none other than, I want to say the OGs, but I found out today they're not the OGs, Voltron. Now, I haven't seen a Voltron anything in a very long time. I don't know about you, sir.
It's been a while. I did watch the original show when I was a kid.
Yeah, same here. But yeah, it's been a long time. And I know they've been rebooting.
There's a reboot on Netflix that I haven't watched yet. But
okay. Yeah, so let's go ahead and start out of the suit.
Out of the robots, there's no contest that
Power Rangers,
Power Rangers win. They're pretty.
Because one of the Voltron guys is quite robust, if I remember. He's a pudgy guy. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. But okay, so now, let me go back here. I'm backtracking big time. Now, I don't know if in the original Power Rangers that they were all super strong out of their suits. Super strong and super jumpy like that, the new ones.
In the original, I think they were stronger than they were as humans.
Were they stronger?
Okay. Yeah. Slightly, not like super exaggerated.
Gotcha.
But I think they were a little more powerful.
But anyway, so yeah, out of seats, we're hands down giving it to Power Rangers. So let's say Power Rangers kick their butts, but they are able to crawl into their robots.
With broken limbs.
With broken limbs into those cats.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all cats. One's just slightly bigger, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So then we got the Megazord. We're going OG Power Rangers. Megazord versus Voltron.
That, once again, no contest. Voltron wins that one.
Thank you. So this is a pretty straight and narrow thing. So if the Power Rangers can stop the Voltron crew from getting into their suits, then wham, bam, it's over. But if the Voltron crew gets to their machines, wham, bam, it's over the other way.
Even if they were separated, hadn't formed Voltron yet, they would still win in the Lions.
Yes.
The Lions had weapons. They would use, like, grab them with their teeth, and they'd hold little daggers and swords or whatever.
Yeah.
And be, yeah, they're just
formidable. And they have, like, tail lasers and stuff like that.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff going on. So, yeah, it's no contest.
Ah.
Voltron.
There we go. Well, Voltron, kind of. If they can get to their... yeah, so sweet. There is one other anime that I wanted to mention that's kind of in the same vein of suits and whatnot. Ronin Warriors.
Mm.
This one is five guys who get into suits led by an ancient one.
I remember this one too.
Same vein, you know. But check that out if you guys ever get a chance. Yeah. If I think we would have had a lot more to talk about today if I would have found the original Power Rangers movie like I wanted to. But instead we got the turd that is Turbo.
Isn't there a rumor that we're going to get a Voltron movie live action?
Yeah, that is rumored. And with all these big robot battle movies coming out, it's probably going to happen. But yeah. Don't go see Turbo, a Power Rangers movie. See what I did there? Turbo. but yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is episode 26. 6 months of doing Go Watch a Movie, and I have loved every step of the way. So GoWatchAMovie.com is the home hub of the show. Please stop by there, click around. Robert has a review section, which is pretty fantastic. You can find the podcast on there. You can find the trailers we mentioned on there. I always upload those. And a bunch of other stuff. If you don't want to go there, which I hope you do, but you know, you can go to podomatic.com, find the podcast on there. iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, we're on there. Twitter, we're on there. Follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe on iTunes, click your little hearts away, please. And everything you do is in support to us. Reach out to us, talk to us, we love it. Give us suggestions for movies, we love that too. Anything I'm missing today, sir?
I think you hit it all.
Yeah, see? That, ladies and gentlemen, is Go Watch a Movie, episode 26. I'm Kelvin.
And I'm Robert.
Go watch a movie.